Today's episode features stories submitted by listeners. If you would like to have your story featured, this is why we don't record down here.
Yeah.
Eugene! Welcome to the Ghost Gal Podcast, a podcast dedicated to paranormal investigations and histories. I'm your Ghost Gal, Liz Kowal. Today's episode features stories submitted by listeners. If you would like to have your story featured in an upcoming episode, you can send them to me at ghostgalpodcast@gmail.com. On with the show. This story is from listener Heather. When our kids were younger, my mother-in-law lived in the small apartment built onto our house. We were her main caregivers, and she was a big part of our life. Sadly, she passed away unexpectedly after about 10 years, right before Christmas. She loved the holidays and was an amazing baker, so I knew our kids, especially my daughter, would miss helping her make Christmas cookies that year. One night, about a week after the funeral, I was having trouble sleeping and decided to work on packing up her place. I got caught up in my task of cleaning out the closet, and the next thing I knew, it was 3 a.m. My sister-in-law had already made a lot of progress in the bedroom that day, and let me know she removed all the jewelry from a small dresser so it could be donated. I wanted to call it a night, but kept having this nagging feeling I should go through the dresser that held her jewelry one more time. My sister-in-law is a very thorough person, so I felt silly thinking I needed to go behind her and double-check, but the nagging feeling only got stronger. Finally, I gave in and began checking the dresser from top to bottom. Every drawer was empty until I got to the second to bottom one. I stuck my hand all the way to the back and felt something with the tips of my fingers. As my hand closed around it, I began to pull it out. I got a strange sensation, almost like a cold chill. I quickly pulled my arm the rest of the way out of the drawer, turned my hand over, and discovered that what I had found was a child-sized charm bracelet. I looked closer and was surprised to see my mother-in-law's name engraved on it. At the same time, I clearly heard what can only be described as a cookie sheet being hit with the palm of a hand in the kitchen. The clanging sound came three distinct times, about 2 to 3 seconds apart. Strangely, I wasn't afraid of hearing the noise, only curious to figure out what it was. I looked for my mother-in-law's cat, thinking maybe it had knocked something off the kitchen counter, only to see it asleep on the chair across the room. I walked into the kitchen, fully expecting my husband or another family member to be there, thinking they were checking up on me or playing a prank. No one was there. The weirdest part was that the kitchen was completely empty. We had boxed up and moved out all of her baking supplies, including the cookie sheets. There was nothing that could have made the clanging noise. I checked the rest of the apartment only to realize I was completely alone. That's when I got spooked and quickly left. As I headed up to bed, I realized that maybe my mother-in-law was using the sound of a cookie sheet to get my attention and let me know the bracelet was for the granddaughter who loved to bake with her. I quietly crept into my daughter's room and put it in her jewelry box. Before leaving, I gently kissed her forehead and whispered that her grandma loves her to the moon and back, just like she used to do every night. This story comes from Becky. So things we have experienced have been recent within the last couple of months, but I've owned my house for 10 plus years. The first time I noticed something, I woke up in the middle of the night and distinctly heard the curtain sliding across the curtain rod. So I thought maybe my husband had gotten up to take the dog out, but I noticed that the dog and husband were both still in bed sleeping. So of course I thought I imagined it. Then recently, we had a security system installed. I was out of town visiting family, so my husband was home alone with the dog. In the hallway outside our bedroom, there's a carbon monoxide and smoke detector. When the alarm is on and it detects motion, there's a light that will blink. My husband said he heard footsteps and the lights in the detector were going crazy. He had his phone in hand, ready to call 911, but then everything stopped. Then just last night, my husband was actually sleeping in the back bedroom because he was snoring. But he told me this morning he thought he heard me and the dog walking down the hallway, and said he distinctly heard footsteps, and when he tried to open his eyes, he could see an image standing at the end of the bed and thought it was me, but the dog and I were both still in the main bedroom. This really creeps me out, and it's so weird that it's all just happening now. This comes from Instagram follower at Cafe Con Huerta. Back in 2013, my father passed away from colon cancer. It was literally a month after diagnosis. He was a fan of horror and paranormal movies, just as I am. We used to watch horror movies together when we had the chance. He spoke of wanting to see The Conjuring when it came out, because it looked interesting to him and creepy. We were going to watch it during my scheduled visit, which happened to be around the time he passed away. The weekend of my dad's burial, my mother decided that we should go watch the movie because Dad had wanted to see it. So we all agreed to see the movie. We caught an evening show. The theater was basically empty. It seemed to be just us and maybe one other family. Things started getting weird because the movie had started to stall and had other complications. Some of the scenes would be at crazy high volume, while the rest would be steady as it should. We thought nothing of it. I started to feel a chill, and we saw a shadow across the screen. Nobody was walking in front of us, and there was no possible way for someone to walk behind the screen. We laughed it off and said Dad was joining us. At the end of the movie, I started to feel chills and nervousness. I didn't know why. When we walked to the parking lot, my father's car was the only one there. All of the lights were on. I mean all the lights, brake lights, headlights, lights inside the car. We knew right then and there that my dad watched the movie, and he was determined to watch it with us as he had planned, and he sure as hell did. Sarah added this little note at the end. I think my dad would get a kick out of this. Hopefully he'll be listening so he knows that I knew it was him. This next story is from Gabrielle Coetzee. This isn't my story, it's my grandmother's, which she told me. My gran has always told us about how her father had the ability to see ghosts. She said that long ago, when she was a little girl, they lived in this one house that was filled with activity. She said that at a certain time every night, the dining room chairs would all pull out by themselves. Then after a few minutes, they would all move back in. My gran said that her father could see who was doing this every night. He told her that a family had died in their house a few years before they had moved in, and every night they would move the chairs to have dinner and move them back when they were done. Her dad said that the family didn't really know they were dead and would often carry on with everyday chores as if they were still alive. Growing up, my family and I moved a lot. We always had a lot of paranormal stuff happen. In every house we had lived in, we all have had strange paranormal encounters, so this has pretty much been my whole life. One time we moved onto this property that was straight up in the middle of nowhere, and it was on a small farm. Our landlords were these two old people who lived on the property with us, and in the backyard they had a small playground thing set up for their grandson, but they would let my sister and I play there. There was a small jungle gym and this huge seesaw. Anyway, my sister was probably 10 and I was 9. One day, her and I decided to go play on the seesaw, which was all fine until I caught sight of the strange-looking creature that was sitting in a tree a few feet away from my sister and I. This thing had large, dark eyes, long ears, and a fat, round body. I assumed it was some kind of animal until it started waving at my sister and I. I kept watching it, and soon its wave turned into a hand gesture, showing me to go to it. I kept staring at it, and the longer I did, the more scared I became. I watched it for a few minutes, its eyes just staring at the both of us without blinking, and it using its hand to call us over. I began to get this uneasy feeling as this thing began to stand up in the tree, revealing its bony, long legs and a smile like the Cheshire Cat. I will admit, this thing looked like some kind of freaky goblin, but as it stood up, I grabbed my sister's hand and ran back to our house with her. I know some of you are thinking that I probably imagined it, or that it could have been some kind of squirrel, but where we lived, there were barely any trees, and plus you don't get many squirrels in South Africa. When I got home, I told my parents about everything, and this thing was so clear in my mind that I even drew it for them and showed them. I can remember how it looked to this day. This story comes from Reddit user Kellatron. So I'm going to talk about two experiences. The first is my mother's experience, and the second is my own. The first one happened sometime in my middle school years, and I would walk home on my own. Feeling tired from school, I would usually come home and sleep right away, but this time, as I was walking in, my mom stopped me. Looking frantic, she asked me where I had gone. Now, my mom is a forgetful and anxious person, so I was assuming this was another episode. I was ready to brush her off.
I started to explain to her I was at school like I normally would be at that time of day. Now looking more confused, she tells me she saw me in my room not too long ago. She then explains that she went into my room to look for something, and she saw what she thought was me. Just to clarify, my mom is standing at the doorway and was only able to see the back of my head. She greets me and asks if I'm hungry and how school was, but fake me doesn't respond. Assuming I'm in a mood, she leaves. Initially, I was uncomfortable after she told me this, but I soon forgot about it. Okay, now for my experience. Around this time, I would wake up in the middle of the night, most of the time around 3 a.m., and I was comfortable with it by this point. I would walk around outside, get some water, then go back to sleep. I wake up again, and this time I'm thirsty, so I head to the kitchen. A little background, my mom also had insomnia. She'd also be up around this time. Not always, but sometimes. As I'm walking over, I notice that all the lights are off. Which is strange, because my mom always keeps the lights on when she's awake. Then I see some movement at the corner of my eye. I look over and see what I fully trusted to be my mom. I mean, it was her height, size, and hair. It even moved like her. A little startled, I say, "Hi, Mom," while keeping my pace. I continued, but while I was walking away, I noticed two things. My mom is the type of person who makes a lot of noise doing the smallest things. Strangest thing was, I didn't hear anything from her. She didn't say anything, and she didn't even make walking noises, even though she wears loose flip-flops. The second thing I noticed was that I startled her, which isn't that strange, but when she jerked a bit, she knocked something plastic over. Literally the only sound I heard from her. She picked it up. Still relaxed, I got my water and started to walk back. That's when I noticed that she isn't standing where she was before. In fact, I couldn't spot her at all, but I didn't hear her walking around. So I looked around for her and found nothing. Then I walked over to my parents' room and looked in, and to my disbelief, she is sound asleep, snoring and all tucked in blankets. She would have to walk past me to get to her bed, but I didn't see her or even hear her. Horrified but trying to think rationally, I could only think that someone broke into the house. So I walked around the house and found nothing changed. There were no windows or doors open. Should also be noted, there's very creaky doors and windows, so I would have heard something open. I'm going to share with you a couple of my paranormal experiences outside of investigating. So when I was a teenager and my grandpa had passed away, it was really hard for all of us, obviously. And I am really going to date myself here, but I had a pager and it had stopped working because I forgot about it and put it through the washing machine. So it hadn't worked for months. On the day that my grandfather died, my cousin Sarah, who I'm really close with, texted me on the pager. Could receive text messages, and it actually went through, and it was a message about my grandfather. And that was the only time that I had worked, and never worked again after that. So we thought that was definitely my grandfather trying to get a message through to both of us. The other story I'm going to share with you now involves my oldest son, Aiden, when he was a baby. So the first house that we had purchased together, we had spent quite a bit of time setting up his nursery when we were expecting Aiden. And that room always felt a bit cold and just kind of maybe an off feeling, but nothing enough to make us think that anything was going on. So being a first-time parent, I was very worried and paranoid, and I just wanted Aiden to sleep in the room with us. So I had his pack and play set up on my side of the bed. And in the middle of the night, I woke up to see Aiden standing at the opposite end of the pack and play in the opposite corner, facing away from me, but reaching up as if somebody was about to pick him up. And when I was laying there, I swear I saw some kind of mist or something around him, but I thought I was just groggy, I was tired. It really made me uncomfortable, but I just scooped him up and, you know, that was the end of that. Then Aiden would always point to my father-in-law's picture. You know, a little backstory, my father-in-law had actually passed away before my husband and I even got married, like when we did just started dating. So Aiden had never met him. But Aiden would always point to his picture and would always say, "Papa Greg," like he was familiar with him. He knew who he was. So as Aiden got a little bit older, maybe about 3 or so, we would hear Aiden playing in the room, and he would say things like, "Oh, Papa Greg, you're so funny." And he was actually, sounded like he was having a conversation with somebody. And then Aiden had approached us and said that Papa Greg was sad because he died at work and he really wanted to come home. My father-in-law, Greg, actually did pass away at work. And that is not something that we had discussed with Aiden because he was only 3 and we didn't feel was appropriate to talk to him about that. And then on another incident, Aiden had mentioned that Papa Greg was sad because he was looking for his mom and couldn't find his mom. So some of these visits would continue and Aiden became frightened and didn't want to sleep in his room anymore. So he would always come and sleep with us. So we had talked to Aiden and we just let him know that Papa Greg would never want to scare him, that he wanted to just see him and be with him. And if it was making him scared, to just let Papa Greg know that it was scaring him. So Aiden did say that, and after that, he didn't report any more stories about him. Going on through the years, just talking with various mediums and some of the experiences that Aiden has had, I do believe that Aiden has some abilities, but I think that he is very uncomfortable with it and is very shut off to it. There have been a few times that Aiden has mentioned that he's seen shadow-like figures walking down the stairs or things coming towards him, but then he shuts that down and says he doesn't remember talking about those things. At our old house, Aiden's room was actually in the basement, and he mentioned to us very casually that he saw a shadow coming down the stairs towards him. And we told him, "Aiden, if you see a stranger or something coming towards you, you know, you should probably scream and run." But he said he just went into his room and closed his door. I have had a few mediums mention that the kids do have some abilities going on, so if they're comfortable with exploring that, then we're comfortable, you know, helping them grow and encourage that. But if they are not and they don't want to do with that, we're not going to force that with them. So I'm wondering if some of these abilities may run in my family. For a while, I helped take care of my grandmother, and she had dementia, but she always remembered things from her childhood. So we would talk about her childhood a lot. And she mentioned to me that her mother, my great-grandmother, may have had abilities because she would see a man standing in her dressing room and would scream out, and my grandma would run to her and there would be nobody there. But my Nana, my great-grandmother, would swear that there was somebody there. She had mentioned before, no matter what house they moved to, Nana always seemed to pick up on things, seem apparition. Hope you enjoyed those stories. Now here's my conversation with my friend and fellow investigator Kenzie Giller about some of her paranormal experiences.
My mom went to a doctor's appointment, and my parents used to run a daycare, so my dad was watching the kids, and it was nap time, so all the kids were downstairs watching a movie. And my dad was upstairs watching some TV, and he kept hearing Chucky, like, whispered upstairs. And he was like, "Oh my God, did I forget a kid?" So he ran upstairs and checked every room. I mean, the kids don't go upstairs anyway, but, you know, he's paranoid. So, he went up there, and there's nobody up there, but he heard his name called, like, at least 3 times. Chucky. Chucky.
So. And that the kids call him, right? In the daycare?
Yeah. Yep.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. So, the other story is, my brother was showering, and, we heard him start talking to someone in the middle of his shower. And we went up there, and he was like, no, we went up there, and we were like, "Jaden, who are you talking to? Because no one's upstairs." And he was like, "Someone just knocked on the shower door, and the bathroom door." And we were like, nobody's up here. And he said, I was saying hello, hello, and no one was responding. A lot of stuff has happened there, which is weird.
Didn't you have, with the Keurig, with the coffee maker?
Yeah. So my parents were fighting in the kitchen, and they heard a voice come from the Keurig machine that said, calm down.
That is so crazy. Because it's not like a Keurig machine normally, like, talks. You know what I mean?
Right. And I don't know if it, like, necessarily was from the Keurig machine, but it was, like, the only thing in that corner where we heard the voice.
Yeah.
Just weird. And my brother's heard scratching on his bedroom wall. Like, the dragging of nails.
Oh, that's so creepy. Well, that's where we got all the activity when we investigated at your house, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
All in his room.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't know that.
Yeah, 14, because he was so freaked out that night already.
I know. We're like, oh, yeah, no, it was all in my room.
Yeah. Poor Jaden.
I know. It's so funny.
What? Oh, how old is your parents' house?
Like 14, 15 years.
So, and then what about the one with your sister on the stairs?
Oh, yeah. So, it's going to sound like we have a lot of fighting in our house, but my sister is on my mom. And, she was just, you know, yelling at her from the top of the stairs and just came down the stairs to, you know, yell at her some more, I'm sure. But, and then she was like, oh my God, did you just slap me? Like, how could anyone slap you? Nobody's on the stairs. And she had legit a handprint on the side of her face.
That is crazy. Didn't this all around, like, after your grandma passed? Was this
Yeah, there's a few things that happened after she passed. There was a little recorder machine that they gave out, like for kids' meals at Fazoli's, and we had that on the computer desk upstairs. And it was the day after my grandma passed, and I don't think that toy recorder, you know, had even like any functioning batteries in it anymore. And it just like said, everything will be okay.
Oh my God. That's so crazy.
Yeah, my mom was just walking from her room past the computer desk down the stairs. And wow. It said that. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
Okay, so do you want to tell your really good story about sweet little Kenzie?
Yeah. So, when I was little, I guess it was a little bit creepy, and was able to scale my crib at 2 years old or even younger than that. But, and I had this white little nightgown that I wore and, you know, these long Floyd red locks of hair. So just picture that. And, I just came like into my parents' room and opened the doors and, had my eyes rolled in the back of my head apparently. And, said, like, in this real deep, like, raspy voice, stop biting my stomach, and I was, like, scratching at my stomach, apparently, and my parents were like, oh, like, what is this, and just didn't know what to do, we totally freaked out.
My God.
Yeah, so, my mom was afraid to tell my pediatrician, because I thought she would take me away from them.
Oh my God.
Your baby is possessed, ma'am. We need to take her from you.
Oh my God. That would be so creepy. I'm surprised. I know. Like, something.
Yeah, they were like, you're going to go back in your room, and we're going to lock the door and like tie it and jimmy it however fit this is not coming out.
Like, put down, like, a circle of salt around and, like, splash holy water in the store.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
terrifying.
Yeah, that would freak me out. Oh my gosh. Let me see. What else? I feel like we've talked about so many, but it's like hard when
I know.
It's like, oh, like.
That time that I was getting ready for bed and Zazu was just like running into my room like he did every night to come sleep in my bed, and he just like, you know, put on the brakes when he went through my doorway and just started growling like he was gonna attack something in the corner of my room, and nothing was there.
I hope you enjoyed the episode. While we work on editing some of our past investigations, we will be recording another episode featuring some haunted history and cryptids of Michigan. Remember to follow me on social media at Ghost Gal Podcast. I'm your ghost gal, Liz Kowal. Thanks for listening.